Page 33, Measure Number 24-293, City of Staten, Referendum Order by Petition of the People. Staten's Urban Renewal Plan. Question, should Staten's electors approve the city's urban renewal plan? Summary, Staten's Downtown Urban Renewal Agency presented its urban renewal plan for downtown Staten, which was reviewed, approved, and enacted by the Staten City Council. The plan's purpose is to facilitate improvements to downtown Staten, implementing Staten's Downtown Revitalization and Transportation Plan. The plan is financed by property taxes, which are not increased but rather reapportioned in accordance with Section 1C, Article 9, Oregon Constitution, and ORS 457.420 through .460. The cost of the plan per average household is $0. Argument in favor. Please vote yes for the Urban Renewal District. Yes means a better community. Property owners will not see any increase in their taxes because of the Urban Renewal District, or URD. Staten is and has been experiencing a slow but continual deterioration. Improvements in the district will help reverse the deterioration of the district as well as the entire city. Improvements in the district will be a catalyst for rejuvenating the city. The URD represents approximately 18% of the city's assessed valuation and less than 7% of the fire districts. This is not a fight between the city and the fire district. Most of us have supported the fire district's call for financial help in the past. The city needs our help now. The city and the fire district will not get the incremental property tax revenues within the district, but will continue to receive the current property taxes they now collect. In the long run, both the fire district and the city benefit. The incremental taxes collected above current taxes will fund the urban renewal district. Most of the money would be used on infrastructure projects such as streets, sidewalks, water lines, lighting, and plantings. While 5% of the total funds collected, less than $500,000, can be used for public buildings, a new city hall will not be built with URD funds. That would come from a city bond levy, which needs voter approval. This issue is about what is good for the entire community. This is about the future. It is about having a vision. Without a vision and the will to implement it, the town will continue to decline. Vote yes for a better community. Vote yes for a better future. Jerry Aboud, Staten Mayor. This information furnished by Jerry Aboud. The printing in this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 34, argument in favor. Vote yes on Staten's urban renewal plan. Why should you vote yes? Take pride in your city. Urban renewal is specifically designed to reinvigorate a blighted area of a city and return it to an economically viable district. Compare downtown Staten, which today is blighted, to Albany, Newport, Tualatin, and Independence, which have all enacted urban renewal plans. Urban renewal has been successful in dozens of cities across the state. After much citizen input into the planning process over several years, our city council voted to enact a plan which is modeled after other successful plans. Number two, you will not pay a penny in additional tax. That's right. Urban renewal is funded from property taxes, and property tax will not increase as a result of enacting an urban renewal plan. Only the increases in taxes that would normally occur is used to fund urban renewal. Future incremental revenue from the district is redirected back to the district. Some argue that urban renewal takes revenue from the agencies that are currently receiving it, for example, the fire district. This is not true. Agencies currently receiving property tax revenue from the district will continue to receive all of what they receive today. These agencies will benefit in the long run as the city's total property tax revenue increases naturally with the city's overall development spurred by urban renewal. We urge a yes vote on Staten's urban renewal plan. Make a good town better. Staten Urban Renewal PAC, Steve Robinson, Treasurer. This information furnished by Steve Robinson, Staten Urban Renewal PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in favor. PALS supports urban renewal for Staten. The People's Alliance for Livability in Santiam Valley endorses the vote of the Staten City Council to establish an urban renewal area encompassing Staten's historically important downtown and residential neighborhoods surrounding it. PALS is a citizen activist group concerned with improving local livability, and we believe a vigorous and vibrant downtown is one of the best measures of a healthy community. We believe the best mechanism to revitalize our slowly deteriorating downtown is the creation of an urban renewal district. Carefully managed, this district would allow the city to focus funding on improving infrastructure and beautification projects. We've observed that the decision to initiate this district was the result of extensive citizen involvement, including both elected officials and many interested residents. We believe that that's how democracy works, and that the proposal to create an urban renewal district in Staten reflects the will of citizens to move Staten into a vitally progressive future. PALS commends the Staten City Council for its vision and urges voters to approve an urban renewal district as a positive step forward for the livability of the whole Staten community. John Brandt. This information furnished by John Brandt, the People's Alliance for Livability in the Santiam Valley. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 35, Argument in Opposition to City of Staten Measure Number 24-293. You are urged to vote no on Staten's Urban Renewal Plan Measure 24-293. Reasons for a no vote include, 1, the area affected by the plan is too large. It extends from Water Street on the south to Cedar Street on the north, from Evergreen Street on the west to 7th Avenue on the east. 2, although there will be a cost to all divisions of the City of Staten as well as the Staten Fire District, the North Santiam School District, the Willamette Educational Service District, Chemeketa Community College, the Mill Creek Soil and Water District, and Marion County, the only benefits, if any, will be to the area outlined by the plan. 3, there is no way of determining what projects, if any, will be completed, although tax money will be withheld from each of the taxing districts identified above. 4, urban renewal will impose unfunded mandates on the state and fire district. There will be no increased tax revenue to offset the cost of the responsibility to provide fire protection to the increased value in the area. Number 5, 25% of the estimated $9,755,240 capital costs of the project is to be applied to street, pedestrian, and parking improvements, 25% to infrastructure improvements, 5% to parks and natural improvements, 5% to beautification, and 5% to public buildings and facilities. All are the responsibility of the City of Staten, yet other taxing districts will be required to contribute to those costs without any opportunity to say no. 6, the City Council of the City of Staten made the determination to enact urban renewal by a 3-2 vote. Their lack of universal commitment is a danger sign that should not be overlooked. Improvements to the downtown area of Staten need to be made, but they need to be made utilizing City of Staten resources, not those of the other taxing districts. Your no vote will send that message. This information furnished by Robert L. Learman. The printing in this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. We're still on page 35, another argument in opposition. The City of Staten's urban renewal proposal, Measure 24-293, is bad public policy. A no vote on 24-293 is a statement that voters want their property tax money being used as it is intended. Money intended for the State and Fire District will be used by the State and Fire District. Money intended for the North Santiam School District and for Chemeketa Community College will be used as intended. Passage of this measure will result in tax money being diverted to purposes for which it was not intended and is bad public policy. By the City of Staten's estimate, the proposed urban renewal district will cost the State and Fire District in excess of $900,000 during the next 20 years, and it will require an additional 11 years for the loss to be recouped. Support of this measure results in unfunded mandates being imposed on the fire district. Unfunded mandates are bad public policy. The City of Staten reports no loss of revenue will be suffered by the North Santee Am School District, but that position is disputed. It is estimated that there will be a loss of $156,000 in tax revenue to the North Santee Am School District over the 20-year life of the proposal. The plan is currently designated to exist for a period of 20 years, but there are no assurances that there will not be an attempt to extend it for a longer period, nor to extend it beyond the current boundaries. The urban renewal proposal is bad public policy. Even City of Staten services will suffer if urban renewal is approved. The Staten police budget will be reduced by approximately 14%, the public library budget by 4%. Utilization of these funds to benefit only the identified urban renewal area is bad public policy and places the remainder of the City of Staten and its residents at a disadvantage. Please join with Staten citizens for the right to vote in voting no on Measure 24-293. This information furnished by Dick Morley, Staten citizens for the right to vote. The printing in this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.